Okay. Chavdal and Amabe. It's just one final word. So the Sia and Bez Hashem will be Sunday. The regular call Yom Rishon, and I'll be giving the second shiur, which will lead into the Sia. It'll be about in Yanim of Talmud Torah. The first shiur is at 9:30. My shiur is at 10:30. And everything will be finished by 11:30. The shiur will be a little less than an hour. And then the Siyam, exactly sure exactly when, but towards the end of the shiur, it'll be in conjunction with everyone there. And someone asked me, you're allowed at, if those who are planning their own Siyumim in their own communities, you're allowed to have your own Siyumim. This is just as an extra if you want to come and join you know, the Barov Amhadras Melech as much as we could get together and just put a face on the voice that we have connected with for this time. It'll be wonderful to get together. Okay, let us start with the two dots on Chavdal and Amabeis. Ochlin neguvin biyadayim isavos. So the Mishnah again finishing up the makoros, the chumras of kodesh as compared to truma. So the Mishnah said that kodesh you are not allowed to eat with tameh hands, even if your hands are dry. The Mishnah said on the second to last line of Chafim Abayis, ochlim neguvim biyadayim isavos. If the food is dry, meaning the food was never mukshal lekabel tuma, never got wet, you're allowed to eat that truma with tuma hands, because those tuma hands are not going to be metame the truma, because the truma was not mukshal lekabel tuma. But when it comes to kodesh, we have an added chumra that even if it is food that was never hukshal lekabel tuma, it never got wet, still you're not allowed to eat it with yadayim isavos. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Amr b'chanina ben Antigonus, v'chiyesh neguva l'kodesh, v'haloch yibas l'kodesh machsharton, as we had yesterday. What's the Mishnah saying? Oh, there's a chiddush that even if the food was not hokshel l'kabel tuma, there's a gzeirah d'rabbanan, you're not allowed to touch it with your tuma hands. But what do you mean? As we said yesterday from the Minchas Chinuch explained it, but based on the Gemara, chibas ha-kodesh is a principle that even if something is not hoshul kabel tuma by kachim, you treat it as hoshul kabel tuma because of your love for kachim. So you're allowed to overcome certain detailed problems. Two of them we mentioned yesterday, but one of them is even if kachim was not hoshul kabel tuma, you treat it as if it was hoshul kabel tuma because it's so chashiv in your eyes. So therefore, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah here? Of course, chibas ha-kodesh treats it as if it was hoshul lekabel tuma. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? That because there is no such thing as neguva lakodesh, that it doesn't make a difference whether it's dry, it was never hokshar versus if it was hokshar. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? So the Gemara answers lo tzricha the following case kagosh tachav lo chaveiro l'toch piv, where your friend put the kodesh in your mouth. You never touched the kodesh. Your friend took it and put it into your mouth. Or he himself picked it up with a spindle, with a karkar, with also a pointy item, or in our day and age, we would say a fork. With a fork, somehow you didn't touch it. You didn't touch the kachim. So in that case, the Gemara seems to say that me'ikar hadin, for those items, there wouldn't be an issue. But ubikesh la'echol sonu batzal shachul animahen. While that kodesh is in your mouth, that kodesh that you never touch, you want to eat, you want to pick up a radish, an onion, of chulin with them, and you're going to put that into your mouth at the same time. So are we worried that you then might touch the kodesh in your mouth at the same time that you put the other food, the chulin food, in your mouth? The chulin food you can touch directly with your hands, because the chulin is not going to become tameh, because let's say your hands are a sheni, have the status, they're not going to do anything to the chulin, because chulin can't become a shlishi. But are we worried that your hands are going to touch the kachim? So that's the chilek, and that's the difference in the Mishnah between kachim and truma. L'kodesh gazer behu rabbanan, l'truma lo gazer behu rabbanan. So therefore there's no such zera by truma, but there is by kodesh. The Sharm Mishan and Bahalacha just quotes a question and does not answer it. He says, I don't really understand this Gemara based on a Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, which is based on the Gemara in Chulin. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Atilas Yadayim in Kuf Samach Gimel, what if you're eating something, bread, but you're not touching it? Somebody else is feeding it to you. Do you have to wash? Do they have to wash? They're feeding you a sandwich. You're not touching it. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Hamachil acherim eino tzarech netilas v'dayim. The one who's feeding it does not need to wash his hands because there is no takana of netilas v'dayim by ma'achil, by feeding it to somebody else. V'ha'ochel tzarech netilas v'dayim. But the one who's eating needs to wash his hands. Afal pisha acher nosin letoch piv v'eino nogei b'maychol. Even if somebody else, even though he's not touching the food, somebody else is putting it into my hands, I still have to wash my hands. The takana is on the ochel. V'hu adin la'ochel b'magreifa. Says the Shulchan Aruch, also if you eat with a shovel, the Ramah adds, or maybe this is one of those unclear Ramahs, because it's just a parenthesis explaining, it's not a Haggah comment, might have been added in later, but it's just Pirish, Kli Shiesh Lo Shinayim, Fork Balaz. So the idea is, so you have to wash your hands even if you're using it, if you're not touching the bread, not touching the food. If somebody else is doing it, it's Tzarech Latilas Yadayim. So he just leaves it with Tzarechi, and why in this case? He would say that the Ochel is going to be Pater, except because of the Gzeira that you might come to touch the Kachim. L'chora, once there's a takana of netilas yadayim, so it shouldn't matter if you're not touching it, if somebody else is feeding it to you. So you might have to be mechalik between our halacha lemaisa, which is quoted here in Shulchan Aruch, versus that case, but he asked the question. By the way, that's where the Ramah, on that Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah adds what we've discussed in the past. That's why you're not allowed to give bread, says the Ramah, to somebody who you know is not going to do the Silas Yadayim because of Lifta Evil Osite Mechshol. Because the Takar is on the Ochel, not on the Machal. I'm going to wash my hands. So what then? I'm going to wash my hands. I don't have to wash my hands, but if you're giving it to somebody who will not wash their hands, that's Lifta Iver, and that's the Bilcha Shlomo that we mentioned, that Shlomo Zalman says, Bizman Hazeh, it's just the opposite. If you don't give them the bread, you're going to be marking them more from Torahs. Therefore, Lifta Iver, Bizman Hazeh, according to Shlomo Zalman, it's just the opposite of that Rama. Okay. Let's continue. Two dots. Next two dots. Ha'onin and Mechusik Kippurim. The last line of the Mishnah had said that if somebody's an Onin and Mechusik Kippurim, an Onin, somebody who lost a Kohen who lost their relative, umechusar kipurim, tzrichin tefila lakodesh avlo l'truma. There's tefila needed for kachim, but not for truma. Why for kachim? As we will see, aninus doesn't bring tuma automatically. Right? Umechusar kipurim already went to the mikvah yesterday, and he's going to bring, now he's going to be able to eat his karban on day 8. There's still tzrichin tefila. Rashi on the Mishnah had said, la'achar shehevi karbano. After he brings his carbon on the morning of day 8, he already went to the mikvah on day 7. Again, we said yesterday, Harev Shemesh and Mechusik Yipurim. Harev Shemesh means somebody who's Tameh, who went to the mikvah today, and has to wait till sunset that night. And tonight he's going to be able to eat Shuma. But some people need more than Harev Shemesh. They have to wait, and then they have to bring a carbon the following day. A Yoledes, a Zav, a Zava. So in that case, the Mishnah says that after they bring their karma on day 8, they have to go to Bikva again, says the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, my time. So why is there a reason for such tefila? There was no tumah here. Kiva da'ana inna havayasiri atzrachinu rabbanan tevila. Because until now they were asr to eat kachim, not for tumah reasons, but for other reasons, because the aninus reasons. So therefore, rabbanan required tevila, because there was some type of hefsik regarding kachim. When the Rambam quotes this halacha in Hilchos Avos HaTumas, he adds on, he says, because l'chora, they will probably had a hesach hadas, so they might have become tameh, they don't even know about it. Because they were not allowed to eat kachim, so it's a very good chance that's the Rambam's hosafa, there's a very good chance that they had a hesach hadas from eating, and maybe they did become tameh, so you never know, so that's why you need tefillah. Again, from the Gemara, he might have just said it's more fundamental. If there's a hefsik from kachim, then you have to be tova. Okay, next Mishnah, Masnis. Yeah.
So basically, after the burial, they would go to the mikvah before they went home to sit shiva. Is that what went on there?
After, I'm sorry. Or even when you with the burial, when you're an oni, you weren't allowed to eat kachim. When you're an oni, you're allowed to eat kachim. So after the aninus is over, lachar right, even though there's an isra rechitza, but the l'shem this, l'shem wasn't l'tainug. L'shem is just like you're allowed to do other, you're allowed to wash your hands, l'shem mitzvah. Right, the Shulchan Aruch of the Paskins on Yom Kippur, the Kohanim before the Duchen are allowed to wash their hands totally up to the wrist. I don't remember exactly, but because it's L'shei Mitzvah or Tefillah, some Rishonim say because on Yom Tisha B'Av they talk about it. And on Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to wash your hands. If it's L'shei Mitzvah, you're allowed to. So here too, it would be L'shei Mitzvah. Chomer b'Truma should be so. Next Mishnah. So the previous Mishnah spoke about the chumris of kachim over truma. So now this Mishnah is going to speak about the opposite. Some chumris of truma, not because truma is a higher level of kedusha, Right? Kachav has a high level of kedusha. But because of various reasons, why lamaisa there are certain chumras by truma, as we'll see. Chumra by truma, shebi Yehuda. There's a chumra of truma in Yehuda, in the area of Eretz Yisrael, Yehuda. We'll see in the Gemara why, what's this coming to exclude. Ne'emanim al taras yayin v'shem kol yimos hashana. The Ame Ha'aretz are believed throughout the year that their oil and wine that they're bringing for kachim or tahar. Wine that they bring for Nisach HaYayin. Many karbanas have wine poured with them. And shemen, the oil which is used to mix into the karbanas mincha. So the all year the Amei Eretz are believed about this. But by truma, they're not believed all year, that their truma is tahar. But at the time of pressing the olives and the grapes, so then even the Amei Haaretz are believed about truma. Why? Rashi says, fifth wide line, hakol matar is kalehim. Because at that time, everybody's being matar, they're kalim. So therefore, they are too. The Amei Haaretz are too, and therefore, you're allowed to trust them at the time of the time of the gas and the time of the bat. Why do we trust them all year about kachim? So this we had a couple of days ago on Daf Chav Beis, where the Gemara gives one reason. The Gemara says, Mishum Eva. Eva, we don't want to cause them discomfort and make them feel isolated, and therefore if we reject their kachim and we say that they're tamei, so they're going to go off the derech, and they're going to build their own mizbeach, and they're going to offer their own paraduma, so it's going to cause major problems, Mishum Eva. We're going to cause relationship issues between us and the Ame Ha'aretz, so therefore, we accept their kachim. But Truma, we know that there is no Eva issue. Why? Because they could just go give their Truma to their friend, Kohen Ame Ha'aretz. But when it comes to kachim, there's no choice. You have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. You have to bring it to the Kohanim there. But the Truma, there is a choice. That's why we're worried about Eva by kachim and not by Truma. The Rambam here, Tosfos alludes to it also. But the Rambam says it a little more explicit. There's a second reason. Second reason, not why do we trust kachim? Why do we trust that by kachim the whole year and not just Mishum Eva? The Rambam says, here in Pirush Mishnayis, L'godel Milas HaKodesh. Because basically they're scared of kachim. They're scared of Kachin, the great Milo of Kodesh. Mihuzesh, Shemalo Libo, Lavar Ladavar. Who will fill their heart to violate Kachin? Veloshe Yekalbo, Veloshe Yomar Tahar, El Aldavarshin is Ames Etzlo Taharaso. He's not going to lie about Kachin. Even the Ame Haaretz knows the seriousness of Kachin, and therefore he's not going to lie about Kachin. What's called Amas Kachin. And again, there are sometimes some reason why the Rambam have to give another reason. Some say maybe not everybody is koshish for Eva. Maybe there are some cases that wouldn't be Eva. So that's why you would need another reason. Interesting. You find, so the Sharmi Sayyid of Halacha also connects this. He just adds a point. The Mishnah in Demai, in the fourth parak of Demai, says, Halokeach peiros mimisha eno neman ala maisras, v'shachach la'asran. If you buy fruit from somebody who's not ne'eman, whether he took off chumus or maisras, and then it's Shabbos. Let's say I bought fruit and now it's Shabbos. And now it's Shabbos, I'm allowed to take off chumus or maisras. That's tikkun mana. On a Darabana level, I can't fix the tevel. So what do? I'm stuck. Says the Mishnah, Shoelo b'Shabbos v'ochal al piv. You're allowed to ask him on Shabbos, did you take off chumus and maisras? And you can believe them. You can believe them. Why could you believe them? What's the difference if it's Shabbos or not Shabbos? The Mefarshim explain, Amei Haaretz are scared of Shabbos. They don't lie on Shabbos. There's a higher standard of behavior on Shabbos. Rambam, the Pirush Mishnah is there. B'tamei yoso neman b'Shabbos emas Shabbos alav. Klomar, sha'amei ha'aretz chamura b'eineyem ha'avir b'Shabbos machmas chumras hayom v'lachein lo nachush shi'yishaker. They don't lie on Shabbos. It's a higher standard. They felt what Shabbos was. So I saw the Sharem Sadam Malacha connects that Shabbos is also called Kodesh. Amos Kachim Alav. Right, for Shabbat Yisrael's a Shabbos, right, it says that it's Kodesh. So he says maybe it's connected to like this reason. Amos Kachim Alav by Kachim, Mamish, Karbanas, and also the Shabbos is also called Kodesh. He connects it to that idea. Okay, so it's two reasons why we have, well, they're believed by Kachim the whole year, but Shuma, they are not. Either Eva or Amos Kachim. What does it mean that they're believed on Shruma at Sha'as Hagisos, at the time of the pressing? So Rashi says, second Rashi on the Mishnah, Al Taras Yayin V'Shemesh Al Kodesh Im Hiktishu'u, it's a limitation, this Rashi is a limitation on the first line of the Mishnah. They're believed Al Taras Yayin V'Shem in Kol Yimos HaShana Im Hiktishu'u L'Mizbeach B'Sha'as Hagisos V'Habadim. If they were makdish it, Rashi says, if they were makdish it to the mizbeach b'shas ha-gisos, at the time of the gisos, so then they're neman the whole year. Because at the time of the gisos, it's definitely tahar, and therefore they're believed the rest of the time. But it sounds like from Rashi, and this is how Tosfos explains it. Let's say they're makdish at some other time during the year. They're makdish their oil or their wine at another time of year. Says Tosfos, that's not going to work. Why? Because fine, they're afraid of kachim or fine, they're eva. But if maybe it wasn't kachim originally. If they weren't makdashid at a time when we know everything is tahar, meaning at the time of the gisos, they just have wine, and they're makdashid sometimes during the year. So how do you know it was tahar before then? How do they know they kept the tatara? Fine now! They're scared of it. But says Tosfos, that's why Rashi is forced to say that even by the kachim, we're talking about a case where they were makdashid at least at the time of the gisos. Because at that time, everything is tahar, and therefore it's still going to become tahar. But if it was at a different time of year, should be choshesh that it was tamei. Now they can't get rid of the tumah just because now that they're going to be scared of it. That's Tosfos' explanation of Rashi. Tosfos Reed has a little different explanation. He feels that it's a blanket heter the whole year, but that is the diuk in Rashi. One other point on this line of the Mishnah that will continue. The Turiyeva notes that really there are three materials in the Beis HaMikdash that always go together: oil, wine, and flour. So why here in our Mishnah is only wine and oil listed, yayin v'shemen. What happened to the soles? So some say the Merome Sad and the Nesiv says, who had in soles? Soles also. But why isn't soles listed here in the Mishnah? So the Turi Evan says, quotes a Gemara, which says that soles, you're never allowed to bring your own soles. For various reasons for a Karin Mincha. You can bring your own wine, you can bring your own oil. But soles, you're always going to have to go to the shuk and buy flour, and buy wheat and make it into flour. You're always going to have to go to the shuk anyway. So therefore, the issues of Eva that we're not going to listen to you only applies by your own items. But if it's only that you buy by the shuk and everybody's going to go to the shuk and buy stuff from the marketplace, there's not going to be an issue of Eva there. So that's why he thinks why soles is not on the list and only shemen and yayin. Okay, let's continue. Avru, so again, the first line of the Mishnah said that they're believed the whole year about kachim, but only at the time of the pressings for truma. Avru agisos v'habadim. Let's say the time passed, the pressing time's passed. V'heviu lo chavish oyayin shel truma. And then the Amei Haaretz bring you a barrel of wine of truma. So then, lo yikav lanu mimenu. The chaver cannot accept it because now they're no longer believed. They're only believed at shas agisos. They're not believed afterwards. And now you might think that you have to be choshish that it's tamei. But the Am Haaretz can save it for next year. He can put it away, and when the next year Shas Agas comes, he'll give it. The Meiri adds, even if you recognize it, that it's the same one that he tried to give you 7 months ago, and you weren't allowed to take it, because that's not lucky, not allowed to take it if it's not the time of the Shas Agisos, the time of the pressing. But so what? The Meiri says, this is the Takana. The Takana is that if it's at the time of the pressings, you're allowed to trust them, even if, you know, you recognize it, that it's from earlier time. We're going to learn in the next Mishnah, not in the next Mishnah, but in a couple of Mishnayas, that there are really two times that they're believed. They're believed Shas Agisos, they're also believed every regel. That's what Rashi says at the beginning of the perek, what this whole perek is doing here. That's to do with there, because on Yantif, there are also special ne'emanios, believabilities, when it comes to an Am Haaretz. So some of the Akronim ask, why over here does it say he could save it for the following year, because the season comes once a year. Why doesn't he just say wait for Yantif? The next Yantif is going to be shorter than the year, the three Yom Tov throughout the year. Wait for the Yantif and then give it to the Chavar on Yantif. Why does he have to wait till the next Shas Hagisos? Just wait till the next Yantif. So I saw one of the Achronim suggest, because if you just wait for the Shas Hagis, Shas Hagat, so then, again, you have to know whether this works out with all the Makoros. He can wait till the Regel. But if he waits to the regel, so then right after the regel, as we're going to learn, the chaver has going to have to throw it out. He's only allowed to believe him on the regel. The heter doesn't last. Once the regel's over, that's it. It's finished. And the amaretz might not want his food to have to get thrown out. But shas hagisos, then it's a blanket heter that you're believed, and you're allowed to still act based on that ne'amanus even after the shas hagisos. So that's why it would be more. It's more of a ne'amanus by the shas hagisos more than yontif. So that's why you might want to wait till the following year, even though a regel might come earlier. Okay, so manichal shachas haba. V'yamamar lo efrashi l'tocha revias kodesh ne'aman. But what if an Amaris comes during the year with a barrel of truma? So you're not allowed to believe him that it's tahar. Because, again, there's no Eva issue, there's no Emas HaKodesh, so you're not allowed to believe him. But what if he says, you know what, there's some wine for Nesachim in this barrel too. I just want to let you know there's some Kachim wine in here. So then, Ne'eman, then you're allowed to believe him on the whole barrel. even though Truma he's usually not believed about, but last Rashi on the Amud, Migu Dinaman HaKodesh Naman HaTruma. Once he's believed, the Migu is since, once he's believed on the Kodesh, he's believed on the Truma too, as we'll see other examples of this in the Gemara. Yeah, there's some principle sometimes that once there's partial Namanus of the case, so you're allowed to believe him in the whole case. You believed on the Kodesh, believed on the Truma. Last line of the Mishnah, Kade Yayin V'Kade Shemen HaMedumaos. If somebody has jars, the jars of wine and oil, hamidumaos, that are meduma. So at this point, we think meduma means truma and chulin. That's what meduma usually means. You have tevel, you have produce that you didn't separate any of the tithes yet, any of the chumas and maestras. Therefore, that's truma mixed into your chulin. So if you have barrels of meduma, ne'emanin aleim b'shasakisos v'habadim v'kodim l'gizos shivim yom. Then the Amaretz is believed at the time of the wine pressings and of the oil pressings, and even before that for 70 days. Because 70 days beforehand is when they get their kalim ready for the wine pressings. So you are believed about them too. So the Gemara will talk about what the chiddush is of this case, if this is what's with the jugs. We're talking about Truma and Kodesh, and all of a sudden the last line talks about the containers that they're in. Okay, says the Gemara. But Yehuda in the Begalalo, the first line of the Mishnah had said that the Amei Haaretz are believed in for Kachim the whole year in Yehuda. In Yehuda. And not in what? What's it? What's the contrast? So, but Yehuda inu begalalo. Only in Yehuda and not in Galil. My time, why? Why isn't Galil believed? Amar Reish Lakish, Rabbeinu Shemitzua, Shalkusim, Afsekes, Beinehen. Rashi explains, Yerushalayim is in Yehuda. Galil's in the north. There's a strip of Chutz La'aretz land that separates Galil from Yehuda. And to get to Yerushalayim, you have to go through that strip of Chutz La'aretz land, and we know that there's a Gzeira Derabanan, that Tumas Chutz La'aretz is Metame, Gzeira Derabanan of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. And therefore, they would have to be Metame themselves when they come to bring any yayin or nesachim, and that's what they're not believed, because so that they kept it, they kept it for tahar. They have emas kachim. There's no way that they could have gotten here without keeping it with keeping it tahar. So that's why that's the exclusion of Galil.
The strip of land is a real strip, or they
that's what it seems to say. It's a real strip, as we'll see in the Tosfos is going to deal with it in a minute. How are they all regal? We'll see in a second. But that's what it says. Look at the Rashi. Mafsekes, Yerushalayim shalaretz ha'amim, Mafsekes b'Galil Yehuda, Yerushalayim b'Yehuda, v'yefshar la'avien l'Yerushalayim b'Tara. So yefshar, because they have to go through this lens. We know where it is. No, we don't exactly know where it is, but we'll talk more about it, yeah? Right, even Kusim, right? Rutsuah shal Kusim, Mafsekes b'Nehem. Tosas deals with, sorry?
Or it really is?
It sounds like it really is, because Tosas is going to deal with this line as if it really is. The Yerushalmi asks, we have Mishnayis and Menachos that talk about where the oil comes from and where the flour comes from. Takoa Alpha L'Shemen, where the best oil comes from. Talks about Eber HaYarden areas. So what do you mean it was the way to bring it? So the Yerushalmi added, so maybe they brought it before it was Huchshel L'Kabal Tumah, before they squeezed it. And our Gemara is talking about a case where it was already Huchshel L'Kabal Tumah. But Tosfos asks, the top Tosfos, says that this Ritzuah shall Kusim Afsek is 2 points. Number one, Hikshel B'chan, and the first question Tosfos asks, is how they bring the Efer Par from Galil. See, Efshar, they have to do it in Yerushalayim, and it was Nitva, Eretz Ha'amim, and we know cases where they brought the Efer Paradumas. Tosfos says maybe there was some tiny little path, a shvil katan, that was able to fit the little container of the Efer Para, but not to fit big barrels of oil and flour. Chazal knew there was a tiny little shvil somewhere to get through. B'shem the b'shvil katan ikalavi derach sham avotalhavi yayin b'shem l'nesachim, you need a shvil gadol. But then Tosfos asks the more substantive question, and that is, how will people all regel? How will people all regel from Galil? Well, they always became tame on the way there. They always became Tamei, Heichol and Rego, Minagolil. Right? They'll need Hazar Gimel Bazayin. Tosas. They would have to go there and have considered Tamei Mace, and therefore have sprinklings on the third and the seventh day. So the Mishnah Melach says, according to the Rambam, it's not such a question, because Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, according to Tosas, brings Tumah of 3 and 7, meaning the whole week, and you need sprinkling. But according to the Rambam, he just says it's 1 day Tumah. One day two is not a problem. So you tell me that day, and then you go to the mikveh that day. But according to Tosfos says every time you went to be Ola Regel, you'd have to go to the mikveh on day 3 and day 7. You have to get sprinkled on day 3 and day 7. Says the Tosfos Rush in Achinami. People who went from outside went a week early with enough time to become tahar. So that's what the Tosfos Rosh says. L'chor, there were no other real sources that connect to that. The Tosfos Yontif here says on the Mishnah, it was a kula shehikilu b'olei regalim. Like we're going to have later on. It was a kula, you're right, me'ikir hadin. They all became tam. Maybe, you know what, this is all drabanan. Hey mamru v'hey mamru. They created this tuma. They said, for the olei regalim, you don't have to worry about this tuma. So that's the Tosfos Yontif's answer on this Mishnah to the question of Tosfos. But either way, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so why is it that only Yehuda, not in Galil, because in Galil it would automatically become Tamei on the way. You had a question? Ask the Gemara. One second. V'nesa b'shita tevo migdol. So why didn't they just come in a box? Why didn't they just come in a box? And therefore they wouldn't touch the ground of the Chutz Laretz. They wouldn't touch the ground, so there wouldn't be a problem of Tuma. So Hamani, Rebbe, he d'amar ol zarek lafshma ohel. No, this is going to Rebbe, who says that a movable tent in ohel zaruk does not have the status of an ohel. Lavshma ohel. And therefore, it's according to that shita. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Hanikas la'aretz amen b'shita tevo migdal. If you go into chutz la'aretz in a box, in a tower, Rebbe Mitami, Rebbe says, is as if you're on the ground. So a movable box, a movable ohel, is not called an ohel. Rebbe Yossi bar Yehuda mitar, Rebbe Yossi bar Yehuda is mitar. So therefore, going in a box would not solve the problem. Ohel Zaruk comes up in many different issues. You might think, Ohel Zaruk, how does this affect me? It comes up in a number of different issues. Number one, Kohanim going on an airplane. Kohanim going on an airplane. One of the issues with Kohanim going on an LL plane, where there is an Aron on many planes. I saw a statistic last night in one of the articles written about this, that in the winter, when there are less LL planes, 80% of, from a couple of years ago, 80% of the flights have an Aron on them. And in the summer, when there are more flights and it's more spread out, 60%. So there's a rove of you don't have a miyut. Oh, yeah. Suffolk, you don't know, so you can rely on it. So there's a rove. So the question is, again, we're not going to get into the lemaisa now, but one of the issues about a coin going on the airplane is the whole thing tumas ohel? Right? The whole thing is one big ohel. So you want to say, what's the materials? Rav Moshe has a tremendous chiddush. Rav Moshe writes in Chelek Beis in Yoredeya, that maybe, he has the possibility, that maybe Kabbalah's Tumah only applies to the six metals listed in the Torah. But if you could find a metal that's not listed in the Torah, like aluminum, if you have air parts like aluminum, maybe that's not Makabal Tumah. Why? Because after all, says Rav Moshe, Hashem knew all the metals in the world, and yet he specifically wrote these six. Maybe he knew that in the future there'll be something called airplanes that will be invented, and he wanted Kohanim to be able to go to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they are not. Why did he list them? Why didn't he just say Mateches? Why did he list all these metals? So it must, unless you say that all aluminum, any other metals, is really tarovis of the other metals. So Rav Moshe but brings that up about the dafka, those six metals. But in the last paragraph, he says, what about Ol Zorik? When we did Ol Zorik, Lav Shema Ol Gam Lakula. He says, maybe you also have a kula here regarding Ol Zorik. But again, a movable tent, that's one of the issues that come up here. Yeah. But there's no isser for me to walk into a cemetery if I'm Yisrael.
But you have to wash them when you get out.
Okay, you have to wash your hands when you get out. Okay, so you can still go on the plane. But Kohanim, we're talking about Isurim. Talking about Isurim. Leitameh Ba'amav. Rav Shechter has an article about this in Nikvei Hatzon in Siman Lamed Hey, where he, again, he has a Chakira with many, many Nafkamina, and that is the issue of Nefesh Leitameh Ba'amav. Is it a real isser not to be Metameh Lameis? Or is it something more general? Shelo yiskarev lameis ba'ofan she'osa hiskarvus haisa mevia lidei tuma. Or is it just an issue that you can't have hiskarvus lameis, which would lead to tuma? What's the chilek? He has, again, we don't have so much time to focus on it, but he quotes the Minchas Chinuch, he has a couple of issues, a couple of nafkaminas related to this. So, for example, let's say the famous case I've spoken about in the Shulchan Aruch about a Eishes Kohen who's pregnant. An Eishes Kohen is pregnant who's allowed to go to Levaya. So that's the Rokeach. Right, Svek Sveka. Maybe it's a girl, and even if it's a girl, now you might know. Right, if it's a girl, maybe if it's not, even if it's not a girl, you don't know if it's a nefel, if it's a chai. So the Rokeach has Svekas whether an Eishes Kohen is allowed to go in. Are there Isurim? There are no Isurim here. The baby's not a baby yet. And the mother doesn't have any, she's not the Mechuyeves in preventing Tumah. So again, he talks about an Achiezer. He says maybe the issue is Hiskarvus Lameis. Right, not just Tumah. So related to that, that might have a kula when it comes here, because the coins aren't getting close to it. It's in the baggage section. It's not connected at all. There's no escarvus. So again, that is a big issue that comes up by Ol Zarek. Umbrellas on Shabbos is also an issue in Ol Zarek. umbrellas on Shabbos. The minhag of Klal Yisrael from the days of the Noda Behuda and the Chazam Sofer not to use umbrellas. Question is, if it's Lav Shmei, oh well, what's the exact issue maker of din? It's more of a minhag than of a strong minhag than of a din. We'll get to that when we get up to Bona. Get up to Bona in the Shira. Okay, weiter. So a box doesn't work because Ohel Zorg Lav Shmei Ohel. V'laisu b'klicheres amukav tamid pasil. So why don't we put these wines and oils in a klicheres, closed up, as we had yesterday, 2 days ago, closed up with a tamid pasil with a sealed, in a sealed container, and therefore also wouldn't become tamid. The Gemara says, no, it would. Amar Rav Elazar Shonin, we learned, ein hektish nitzel b'tamid pasil. Hektish is not saved in a tamid pasil, right? Special din by hektish, a din to Rabbanan, that hektish is not saved, and therefore it wouldn't help. Vatanya, but what do you mean? Doesn't the Brisa say, ein, or it's a Mishnah really in Parah, ein chadas nitzel b'tamid pasil? We have a mission that says that dafka, the chatas, the paraduma ashes, are not saved in the tzamid pasil. My lava kodesh nitzol. Shouldn't we be medayik then that a kodesh is nitzol? So lo, says the Gemara, no. What's that mishnah be excluding? Chatas is not saved. Habmayim she'inim kudashim nitzol b'tzamid pasil. But the water that's going to be used, but hasn't been sanctified yet for the paras, for the mechatas, that is saved in tzamid pasil. Only something that's already mekudash, but not something that is not mekudesh yet. So that's what it's excluding. Nothing excluding regular kashim yet. V'yamar ula. So therefore, what comes out? So therefore, hektish is not saved with some apostles. So again, that's why it can't be done. V'yamar ula chavrin medachim begalila. I, ula says that we know our friends are mitaher. Items in order to use, rather mitaher, their oil and their wine to use for the mizbeach in Galil. So what are they doing there? Why are they being mitaher? It's going to become tameh on the way. Gemara answers, Manichin ula kishiyavo Elio v'yitarena. No, they're hoping for the Elio Anavi. Meaning they're doing it, they're being mitaret, and how's Elio Anavi going to help us? What is he going to do? What, he's going to tell us, he's going to get rid of the Dindra Abanan? Amazing Rashi. What does Rashi say? Shemayavo Elio, v'yaro lahen shvil, ba she'inam eris amin. He'll uncover a mitzius. He's not going to change the halacha. Elio Navi is not going to change halacha. He's going to tell you where to go. That's not Eretz Amim. That's what he's going to do. So Meher says two messages from this line. Number one, this Rashi. It's Rashi Elushitasa. We had a Rashi in Shabbos Kufches. Says the same thing. Rashi Shabbos Kufches on Aleph. Rashi says there, my im yavo elov yomar heter ve'isser ein talibo delo bashamayim hi. Shabbos Kufches on Aleph. Elio Navi is not going to change the halacha. He's not going to be megale or change things, he'll tell you if you have a suffix, right? Teku. But here, that's Rashi's meduyik. What's he going to tell you? They're going to tell you, to tell you where to walk. He's going to tell you metzius. That's what he's going to tell you. But also, the other Musar Aska, obviously, you get from here that they were Meheri Yibana Beis Hamigdash. They were doing action, not just Sipisal Yeshua. You see any imam at the end of davening every day. They were mamish acting. They were acting. They were being mafresh there. I don't know if they were being makadeshit, because then it would be a michshol. But at least they were dealing with wine and oil in a tahar way. Okay. Says the Mishnah that at the time of the wine pressings and the oil pressings, they were even believed by Truma. Kachim the whole year, wine pressings by Truma by wine pressings. For Aminhi, but the Mishnah says, seems to be against this. The Mishnah says in Taharos, Hagomer Zesav, Yishai Kupa Achaz Vitan, and Lani Kawain. If somebody, if an Amaris is collecting his olives, then he should leave some in the field and let the Kohen, the poor Kohen, go and take it. Meaning he'll take his truma, but the Amaris himself won't gather it, so it won't be Mukshal L'Kabal Tuma. Why? Because if he would, it sounds like it would become Tameh. I wouldn't be able to believe him. So what do you mean? This is the time that he's gathering. So we just said the time of the gathering, they're believed about truma. So our Mishnah says they are believed. This Mishnah in Tara seems to say that they are not believed. Says the Gemara, Amar of Nachman, Lokasha. Habacharfi Habafli. No, it depends. This case of the Mishnah in Tara is about somebody who's collecting very late. He's a late collector. So therefore, it's not the Shasak Isos anymore. So that's why there's no assumption of Tahara. The whole reason they were able to be believed. Rashi already said on the Mishnah that at this time, everybody's being mitired, they're Kalim. But here we're talking about people who are late. And therefore, you don't have that Chazaka. Amalei Rav Adar Bar Ahava, Kagon Mai, Ka'otzon Shal Beis Avicha. Rav Adar Bar Ahava says, like who? Like your father's orchard. Right? They had a lot of stuff. They always were running late. So therefore, that's an example of late. Rav Yosef Amar, a second answer, Begalil Shanu. Maybe the difference is between Yehuda and Galil. And the Mishnah that says that they're not believed by Truma even at the time of the pressings is in Galil. You don't have that heter in Galil. Ask the Gemara, no, that doesn't work. Esvi Abaya says, Eber Yadin Begolo Harihenki Yehuda. In this regard, Eber Yadin Begolo are like Yehuda. Ne'eman ala yayin b'shas ha'yayin, v'al Hashem b'shas ha'shemen. V'avalo ala yayin b'shas ha'shemen, v'al Hashem b'shas ha'yayin. At the time of the pressings, they are believed at the time of that item that's being pressed, even in Galil. So how can you say that this mission is talking about Galil and they're not believed? So we reject the second answer. So we go back to the first answer, and that is, what's the difference between the Mishnayos? If you're pressing it on, if you're going to the pressings on time, or if it's late after everybody else, then you don't have the heter of the ne'emanus anymore. Why dafka does it say ani kohen in the Mishnah? Any kohen can take it. Dafka ani kohen, just it's nice to give the ani. The mafarshim of the Mishnah talk about why dafka it's an ani kohen. Maybe an ani is the one that's osik in the a rich kohen. You give oil. And a poor kohen, you give the olives. They have to do the work. A poor person won't want to, a rich person won't want to get the olives because then they'll have to do the work with it. Okay, two dots. As we said, if the Amoris brings it to you during the year of Truma, you can't accept it because maybe it's Tame. But he can wait to the following pressing time and then he'll be able to give it and you'll be able to trust him. Let's say the Chaver accepted it. He wasn't supposed to. He accepted it. So is he allowed to save it to the next pressing time? And at this time, he'd be able to accept it and believe the Amaretz. But here he has it already. He has it already. So do we say that the Tzakane is on, let's say, the Gavra? The Gavra, you're allowed to believe him? Or is it on the Chetz of the item that at this time, this was the item of an Amaretz, you got it earlier, but are we Kones you? But it wasn't right. You took it too early. So, Amalo Tunitua, we learned it in the Mishnah. We learned it in the Mishnah whether you're allowed to keep it and save it. The Mishnah says in Tamai, Chaver va'am ha'aretz she'yarsho z'aviyem ha'aretz. You have a father, get into a little family issues, getting a psyched up for Maseches Yevamos. Chaver va'am ha'aretz she'yarsho z'aviyem. So you have a father who's an am ha'aretz who has two sons. One son is an am ha'aretz, we don't have to put names on these, it's okay. One's an am ha'aretz and one's a chaver. Right, one's a chaver. So the problem is, the chaver wants the produce that was never hukshel l'kabel tumah. Because if it was Hukshel Kabel Tumah, then it's going to be a problem because his father was an Am Haaretz. Number two, there's a second issue here. He doesn't want to halakhically have had something which he now gives to his brother because then he's going to violate Lifnei Iver. If it went straight from the father to the son who's an Am Haaretz, then the Chaver, son, didn't do anything wrong. But you have to figure out a way for him to get his own Yerusha and his brother to get his own Yerusha, and there was no transfer between them. So how do you do that? So Yachalo Marlo, Tolat Achidim Shabakam Ploni, Vanichidim Shabakam Ploni. He says, brother, Amaretz, brother of mine, you take this wheat, the ones that have been wet, Rashi explains, and it's Mukshar, and I'll take this wheat. Meaning every item you could split in half. Tolat Yayin Shabakam Ploni, Vanichidim Shabakam Ploni. Why? As Rashi explains, Breira. Right? We do say Breira within one food item. So if you have wheat and we split up the wheat evenly, we could say that this wheat was always supposed to be mine and that wheat was always supposed to be yours. And therefore, I'm going to take all the wheat that was not Mukshar L'Kabel Tumah, no problem. And you'll take the wheat that was Mukshar and you got that straight from dad and I got this straight from dad. No problem. Avalo Yomer Lo, Tol, Atolach Vani Yavesh, Tol Atochit Vani Sa'orim. But you can't say, you take the wheat and I'll take the barley. Because every item, really half of it was supposed to go to each child. And when you say, you take all of this item, I am then giving you some of my item. And that's Lifnei Iver, because now I'm giving you items that were Mukshar L'Kabel Tumah, and you're going to treat them as Tameh, and that's going to be a Lifnei Iver problem. Or you take all the wet, but that's also including whole types of foods. But that's the Mishnah. V'tani Allah, and we learned related to that Mishnah. So what does the Chaver do? What does the Chaver do? Let's say he has to split up and he gets some items that were wet. Osa Chaver Sorif Halach. So what does that Chaver do? He burns the Lach. Rashi explains that a Kohen, what do you do with Truma Tameya? What do you do with Tameh food? The Kohen's allowed to burn them and get Hana. That's called Hana'as Kiloi. Hana by destruction. So it says the Chaver burns the what's moist. Umaniach as a Yavesh. And then he could use the Yavesh. So he asked, that's the end of the Tosefta. But ask the Gemara now, what's the problem? What does he have to burn it for? Just wait till the next pressing season at a time when he would be believed, he would be able to believe the Amei Aretz, and then he'll eat it then. Haraya, that you can't wait. Haraya, that it's a din of getting it from the Amei Aretz at the time of the pressing. Not that if you have it already, that you could be somech. So that's the Raya. So the Gemara says, no, maybe no Raya. But davar she'ein lo gat. Maybe we're talking about something that doesn't have a specific pressing time. Right? People do it throughout the year. So therefore, there is no time when you would be believed. So then the Gemara says, at least wait till Yantif. Wait till Yontif are you going to be believed? There's Yontif for everything, and everybody will be believed on Yontif. So the Gemara says, B'davrashinim ishtam al-regel. No, we must be talking about a case then, something that's not going to last. It's not going to last till the regel. It's going to go bad. So that's why, again, so there's no mitzias here. So there's no raya to our issue. Maskana, there is no raya to our issue if a chaver takes food from an Amba Aretz, not at the time of the Gisos. So therefore, at this time, he shouldn't have done it, but he takes it anyway. What if he saves it to the time of the pressing or Yontif? Can he keep it? So there's no raya. We rejected rayas that he wouldn't be able to keep it, but there's no positive raya. Okay, two dots. The Mishnah said, but let's say the Amaris comes with a barrel of truma, not believed. But what if he says, there's some kachim in my barrel? So then he'd be believed. Tznan Hassam says the Mishnah in Aholus. Amazing. So many Masechtas we'll get touching our feet on. But it says in Shemayim, Lachar Mev Asrim, so it's going to be Shirim on Aholus and on Kach and on all different topics, Krisus. And we're only going to be able to go to those Shirim if we at least touched it. We have a little bit of inkling to that Masechta. Krisus Erechin, so a little bit, getting our feet wet. Right, so that's also the guy. One of the benefits of Daf Yomi is we get to touch everything. Even out we don't do the Mishnayos in Zeraim and Kachim and Zeraim and Taharos, even though we should set a set time. But at least we touch probably every Masechta somewhere along the line. So here again we have a Mishnah Nalis. Tanan Hassam says the Mishnah Nalis. Admit that you allow somebody going to do the current Pesach just to check. To check, what are we going to see? We're going to see in a minute, it's talking about a case where you're going through a field that's a Beis HaPras. There's a suffix with this tumah here. So you don't make the one who's going to do his Pesach, you don't make him stop and wait and treat him as vade. You allow him to check. You give him that kula. How are you going to check? We'll see in a minute. But you don't allow Ochlei Truma to check. Somebody who's eating truma who happened to go through a Beis HaPras, you don't give him the kulas. Why? We'll see in a minute. So my botkin, first we say, what is the bedika that's happening here? I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Shmuel, Manafeach, Adam, Beis HaPras, Vaholich. You're allowed to blow, Rashi explains. You're allowed to walk straight, blow on the floor, and you'll be able to see if there's a bone. There's a bone there, an Etzem Kisaora. Cause, Tosfos and Moed Katan already said on Daf Hema Beis, we had it a few weeks ago, that they didn't bury as deep as we bury Bizman HaZeh. So there was much higher. So and sometimes you were real suffix whether they plowed over a field and they might have moved around the mace in that case. So how are you sure? So a bone of a dead body is not matami ba'ohel. It's only matami b'magul b'masa. It's only you're worried about touching it. So if you're walking through, so you're allowed to blow and you're allowed to look in front of you. And if you don't see any bones there, it's fine. You can rely on that. Reb Chiya bar Abba mishrei de'ula amar beis ha'brashinid ashtar. Or Reb Ula says, another kula, that if it's totally plowed over, then you consume tar because there's nothing left if it was all plowed. But this bedika is only allowed for the following. La'osei Pesach lohimidu devrein b'makam kares. So first, somebody's going to do the current Pesach, you allow them to rely on this bedika. Why? Pesach is a time-sensitive mitzvah. If you don't do it, let's say we treat you as tamei. No, you're tamei. We don't allow you to do it. And you are really tahar, then you're chayef kares. That's if you don't bring the current Pesach on time, it's one of the two essays, if you don't do your chayef kares. So it's time-sensitive. Pesach sheni. Pesach Sheni and Yonah Dioma today. Yonah Pesach Sheni, Baruch Hashem. Yonah Dioma, so. What? Is that, maybe it's a question, how do you look at Pesach Sheni? Really, Midaraisa, your Tahar could be. It's a chumra of a Beis HaPras, so we don't want to take our chances in that. So that's why by Pesach we'll allow you to rely on this patika. La Ochlei Truma, I mean the Rebbe Makam Misa. But for Ochlei Truma, it's not time sensitive. If you don't eat truma, it is misa. If you eat truma when you're tummy, it's misa b'dei shamayim. But that's why we don't want to take our chances, and therefore for ochlei truma, we won't allow you for this bedika. What does this have to do with this mishnah? We'll see in a second. That they came a week before, right? Could they have come a week before? Maybe it's here where they would allow you to eat it. Whether it would allow you to eat it yet? Maybe that's what it's saying. Maybe in a chanami, they could have come and they would have waited a week. But we don't allow you to rely on this kula to eat it right away. Maybe that's the point. So says the Gemara, Yibai Luhu. Badak lapisko mashiocha b'truma. So let's say you're doing both. Let's say you're going to do your Pesach, and they allow you to do the Bedika, so you're considered tar le'inyin the Pesach. So do we say, once you're tar for the Pesach, we'll also throw in the truma? Machlokas. Ula amar badak lapisko mutu le'echo b'truma so? Yes. Rabbar ula amar badak lapisko asur le'echo b'truma so? No, we don't say. Just because you're tar for one, you're not tar for the other. Armali Ahu Saba. That elder said, "Lo tiplagale de ula." Don't argue with ula. Tznan Kavase, because our Mishnah is like him. What did our Mishnah say? If the Amaris comes with a barrel of Truma and he says, you know, there's some Kachim in there also, he's believed. Alma, what was the svar for that? Just like he's believed in the Kachim in here, he's believed on the Truma in here. So too in our case, once he's believed, if he's tar for Pesach, he's also tahar for Truma. Right? He has both of the things. He has his Karban, he has his Truma. So therefore, once he's tar for one, he's tar for the other. Period. The last line of the Mishnah spoke about jugs, the oil and wine jugs that are midumaos, that are mixed into each mixed in. Miduma usually means chulin and truma that are mixed in. So those, says the Mishnah, are tahar b'shas hagisos, and 70 days before. So ask the Gemara. Tana, we have a brisa that says eina emanim lo hakanim lo la truma. We have a brisa that says Am Aretz is not believed about barrels and about Truma. So what kind of barrels are we talking about? Kakanim Demai. I Kakanim De Kodesh. If we're talking about barrels that have Karbanos Kachim in them, Miyu De Mehem and HaKodesh Mehem and HaMeh HaKakanim. So we should say, if you're believed about what's inside, you believed about the barrels too. Say, Ela Kakanim De Truma. So it must be talking about Kakanim of Truma. So says the Gemara, says, Pshita, that's obvious. Hashta Truma Lo Mehem and HaKakanim Mehemen. If you're not believed about the contents, then you're surely not believed about the containers. So what kind of containers is this price of talking about that you're not believed about? Ela berekanim de kodesh ubishari mos hashana. If they're empty kodesh containers, you had kodesh in there and you emptied it out, and it's the rest of the year, which you're usually believed on kodesh, but you're not going to believe on the empty barrels of kodesh. Ubimalein the truma b'shasakisos, and the full barrels at shasakisos. Even though you're believed about the truma inside, you're not believed about the barrels. Ask the Gemara, Tznan, Kadiyam, Kadishemen, Hamudumos. Our Mishnah says the Kadiyam, Kadishemen that are Meduma. Maila Mudumos to Truma. Doesn't this mean Mudumos for Truma? We just said you're not believed in this Brisa. And now we're saying in the Mishnah that you are believed. So, Stira, Amri, Debe Reb Chia, no Mudumos to Kodesh. No, when it says Meduma in our Mishnah, it doesn't mean like it usually means Chulin and Truma in here. It means you have Chulin and Truma and Kachim in there. You have Tevel that you never touch, so there's Truma in there. And there's a Hechitimzi that there's Kachim in there also. Ask the Gemara, how do you have that? Umika Dimula Kodesh. Where do you have Tevel? That's Tevel means you didn't take off Trumas and Maisos yet. So why would Kachim be in there? So Ami Debe Rabbianai, Derbi Loi, Bimitaris, Tevel, Lita, Menu, Nesachim. No, it's not about a case, but you have Tevel, and you already designated that some of the grapes in here you're going to use to make wine for Nesachim, so you can have a case of Kachim. So Lamaisa, that's the case of the Mishnah. If it's Truma barrels, then the barrels are going to be Tameh. Our Mishnah is talking about you have Kachim in there as well. One more line. We're not saying Tachlin today. Kodim Lagisa Shivim Yom. Amar Abaya. So Abaya says, based on the Mishnah, that not only is there Ne'emanus at the Shas HaGisos, but even 70 days before, Shema Mina, so Abaye gives a good advice, Dinahu, Ilave Arisa, L'mitzrach Agufei Shivin Yomin Mikami Matzarta. It's a good idea for an Aris, a sharecropper, to get his Kalim ready already 70 days before the pressing time, because that's the amount of time that people are get ready in order to get their Kalim ready in order to have for pressing a few months later. Okay? A good and Pesach Sheni. And we don't have to eat matzah, and everybody should have a good day.